Stand for the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. All righty. First off is the highway. Chris couldn't be here tonight. He had water problems. They paved the mile from the Bush Road up to the Nephew Road. It was really bad there. They paved all of the Mesec Road. They've got one truck that's down. It's over at Charlie Boy's. It's something wrong with the DEF fluid, and they still haven't been able to figure out what it is. So, and I guess Todd Deal's going to let them borrow their tree machine, whatever, to start clearing some of the Nephew Road, which is the next road that needs to be, next worst road that needs to be paved. So, I think later this week or next week, they're going to start doing that. So, other than that, he says everything was going pretty good.
And they've got a nice section of the Emory Road paved from Woods Falls to the bridge and then just up the hill on the other side of the bridge too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, they've been doing a lot of paving in this heat. Gotta commend them for that. I went up and took a look at the Mesec Road. Did a heck of a job. Looks really nice. Right, James?
That's right, Dave. Not only Chris, all the boys.
That's right. Oh yeah, teamwork. Teamwork.
Very good.
Yep. Okay.
That's why I sent a letter.
Yes, Jim did send a letter commending the boys on what they did. A great job. They did. So. All right. So that's it on the highway. That's all I have. Library.
So I think the last meeting I mentioned we were going to start looking at some trees from North Lawn and Garden. And we were waiting for Doc Evans to do the survey of his property so we knew exactly where our line was. And they did that, and so Morris Lawn and Garden, Carol and Bill Watts donated three sugar maple. And their plant, they came up, they helped us plant them about a week ago. They're about my height. They're nice. They're holding them. Over the years, it's going to be great. Very good of them to donate that, and they donated some sort of like potting type soil to help us out with that too. So very good. Okay. And the grant that we've been working on for 3 years, the state finally approved our what we spent and how we did it, and so. Our librarian has submitted the final report with the signatures, and this 10% is supposed to be on its way. We don't hold our breath with that.
Yeah, really.
But it should be on its way.
Good.
So that's very good news.
Good, yes.
That's very good news as well. As far as reopening the library, our library is following what most libraries are doing in the Clinton, Essex, Franklin area, and we're gradually reopening. So right now she's there regular hours, but people are still not allowed to come in. We're expecting somewhere around August 3. Somewhere around August 3, we're going to have limited where people can come in and pick up stuff and do that. What they do now is they call and they have pickups on Tuesdays from 2 to 4. So they can come in and pick up stuff. The other good news on that is Clinton Essex system now is delivering books. So for people that use it a lot and read many of our books, they can get books from anywhere in the Clinton Essex Franklin system. And they're doing it. The way they do it, I guess, is 3 days. So if you return a book to our library, she needs that for 3 days, and all research has shown, after 3 days, there's no problem with that book. So, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're quarantining those, and it would be similar, so. And in the past, if you wanted something from the Clinton Essex Franklin, you usually got it really quick. Now you may have to wait 3 or 4 days or whatever until we're sure of the quarantine thing. But otherwise, it's going well. And our plan, if things continue, there's a partial opening August 3, and I think she has a date here. September 8th. Somewhere around September 8th, it should be just about normal if everything goes well. That's our goal. August 3, partial opening for the public. September 8th, if that, everything continues to go well, we will be back to normal. Any questions?
Mr. Menard, I don't know what you're saying, partial opening, what are the criteria? Can that be put on the website so people know?
Well, sure. Do you think that? I think she does a lot of Facebook. I'm not sure if she does.
She's there. It's under Moore's library, Moore's free, something around the library.
Yeah, for Facebook, and which I don't do, so
okay. I didn't know if it was on the website. The town website, so when people go to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show Kelly or, yeah. Okay.
We could take the information right off her Facebook page and put it on.
Yeah, that would be great.
That'd be great.
If you can do that.
Because she's posted their reading program for the summer and
be good.
Oh, that would be really good. Anything else? Thank you, Art.
Okay. Dog control. Going all right. Got a report from Stacy. Apparently they had one night they had an EMS call, and they had a dog attack one of the EMS people, and I guess they're working on that. The dog is quarantined. Ag and Markets, I guess, is in the health department, is working on that with them. So other than that, pretty much same thing, dogs. Beautification?
Nothing.
You good?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Assessor?
Morning, noon, and night in the town of Lewis. That's all that's going on. We had the stipulation meeting. We had the meeting for BBM meeting, and there was only one person that came down and was going to take the town to court. He owns the property in front of the door. Does everybody know where that house is?
Yeah.
Brick house, pretty great. So you got it on
North Star Road, yeah.
Yeah. I've already lowered it since he bought it a few years ago. I've lowered it. Roughly 34,000, because the house is not, but it keeps a tractor in there, so it uses a shed. You can go in and use it, if you don't mind. But every year he's down, he owns another property, buys them up. Yeah. Bought it up to well below the assessed value.
Yeah.
Been on the market forever.
And doesn't take care of it.
But he came down again, so that was it. But outside of that, nobody else is, you know, complaining too much. Personally, some of the help here, you know, they try to kill me.
We understand why.
They almost succeeded today.
Thanks, Larry. Historian, fire department. Fire report for the month of June had 14 calls, 11 in the town, 3 mutual aids. 2 house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 1 vehicle fire, 3 grass brush fires, and 3 medical assists, and 1 fire alarm. It was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, fire chief. Anything else, Todd?
I just wanted to mention that if anybody knows, earlier this month we had our monthly meeting. We gained a total of 6 new full-time firemen, 5 of which came from our junior firemen program. If anybody knows of any children ages 15 to 18 that live in the fire district that would be interested in joining the program, we'd like to keep it going. We've had great success with it over the years. You know, they come in and they work side by side with the officers and the other full-time members. They're limited on what they can do, but it's a really good program, and I think they gain a lot from it. And I know we gain a lot from it because, like I said, with retention and recruitment in New York State, it's very hard to get people to want to go through all the courses and everything, but it's working out good for us, and we'd like to keep it going. So if anybody knows anybody 15 to 18, like I said, the qualifications, they need to live in the fire district, maintain good grades in school, that kind of stuff. We do check up on that. So if anybody knows, I'd also like to, they're not here, but the guys did a hell of a job the 4th of July, the fire, with the resources they had. We're limited on manpower. Just want to say the crews that came in, they did one hell of a job. Unfortunately, look for the homeowner. It didn't turn out well, but safety first, we're playing with fireworks. So, but we'll move on. So, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you, Todd.
Chief Kasha.
Yes.
I have a point I want to make with you. Last month we talked that you're not doing the raffle, the big item ticket.
Correct.
That's correct.
Correct.
Well, I'm still going to make a donation for what I was going to do. So before you leave, please take my check.
Really? Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
I told everybody when I ran out, I was going to be a supporter of the community, even though you're not having to take out some of
it. We are, however, we're going to put a mailer out to the town. We are going to do a cash raffle. We're going to put some tickets in the mailer. If you want to buy them, you buy them. The prices will be based on a percentage of the ticket sales. They'll be cash, strictly cash. So, like a 50-50 type deal. We are going to do the chicken barbecue. We did decide that we would still do that because I know there's a lot of folks in town that look forward to that every year. So we'll do that.
Limited,
yes. We also, we're going to have some food, hot dogs, hamburgers. Supervisor Menard's going to do some cooking for us. We do have a tent that we rented for those that would like to come and sit, you know, social distancing, of course, you know, get out. We've got a DJ. We're going to have do like a block party type thing right here in the parking lot. Something small, nothing too extravagant. But we're looking forward to that. But like I said, just keep your eyes open in the coming weeks for the mailer.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
EMS report for the month of June was Champlain had 48 calls, Moores had 37, Ross Point had 31, for a total of 545 for the month, for the year of this year so far. Okay. Code enforcement, cemeteries, old business. Anybody got anything from their old business?
Put in the contract for the employees.
Yeah, that has to go to executive.
Oh.
Okay. New business. Anything under new business?
Jeff?
Yeah?
Do you think we can get with Jason and see if he can do a little enforcing? I see we're starting to get another scrapyard started down here, the old Blue Note. That's hauling in junk cars.
You know, okay.
Parking on the sidewalk and stuff after he's been pulled onto. I don't know if he can. There's something to do about it. I mean,
yep.
I know that the house right out behind them, they've got several lined up in the driveway too with no plates on them.
Yeah.
I understand it's a hard thing to deal with, but it's a tough part.
Todd, is that Hagen Street?
Pardon?
Yeah.
Is that Hagen Street?
Yeah, Hagen Street.
And then, I thought it was a used car dealership.
Yeah. Well, the lot where the old Fuhrer home was, that is the town's property, correct?
Yeah. Correct.
And I noticed he was storing a few vehicles. There was, when I went by the other day, he had two scrap vehicles, no plates on them, sitting on the town's property.
Okay. All right. I didn't notice, but I will definitely look into it.
Jeff, what's the latest on the Garen Scrap Yard?
Working on it. Lawyer's looking into it. All I can tell you, I mean.
Lawyer is dragging his feet.
Well, no, he's not.
What you need is a lawyer.
Well, I mean, it's hard because nothing's back to full duty. The lawyer's only working part-time. You can't get in to see him. You gotta talk to him on the phone. I mean, I just had to close my house and I didn't do nothing. Everything was done behind closed doors, you know, because you can't meet anymore. I think it's kind of stupid, but we gotta follow the rules. I have talked to him several times and he's looking into it. I mean, we've got a law on the book that says if they don't clean it up, then we have a right to go in and clean it up. But he's just making sure the legality part of it, that, you know, they don't come back and sue the town. The only issue I got. If it's legal and it's able to be done, it's going to get done. That one's not going to be the only one. You got another one up on Route 11, and I hear there's another one on the other end of the Garen Road.
Yep.
It's got a bunch of vehicles up there, so it's time to clamp down. But we've got to be careful.
It's making a bad reputation for the town.
Yeah. No doubt. But we're not the only one. You drive around other towns, we're not the only one that has a problem. Everybody got the same problem. People just love to collect junk, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's being checked into. Anything else under new business? What else we got? I guess that's it. Yep. Let's do that.
Resolution for standard work day for employees. Whereas the Office of the New York State Comptroller requires a standard work day resolution for the employees to be passed by the Town Moores Board. The standard work day resolution applies to the positions as listed, not individuals. Be it resolved that the Town of Moores location code 30183 hereby establishes the following as standard work days for its employees and will report days worked to the New York State and local employees retirement system based on the timekeeping system or record of activities maintained and submitted by their members to the clerk of this body. MEO, 8 hours, supervisor, 6 hours, justice, 6 hours, councilperson, 6 hours, dog control officer, 8 hours, court clerk, 8 hours, secretary to the board, 8 hours, town clerk, 6 hours.
Okay. All right. So what that is when the guy was here doing the audit, I had already did this, but apparently he didn't like the way it was done, so he said we had to do it all over again. So that's what this is, just a report. So down the road, if we want to use this for our retirement, it'll be all documented. And we'll be able to get something out of it. So that's more or less what this is. So I'm going to make a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Anything else?
I didn't know if you wanted to review that. Yep. Since.
Yep. So I should have done this under new business or old business, but the zoning board had a meeting back on June 16th. My belief, they only had one applicant. It was a Robert Gay over on the La Valley Road. It's the old Gay farm. He's tearing part of the barn down and putting up a new barn. He's going to have selling local food and produce out of there. So the
I think they're building it right now.
Yeah. So the zoning board approved the. A special use permit, I believe, what it was, hey, Mike?
Yeah, actually, there is two of them, Mike.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's right. So that one was approved, and then also Gary Carden and Karina Carden also put in an application for a special use permit to put in a bottle redemption station. That is on the Davison Road, across from your place?
Okay. Lots of old property.
Okay, all right. And that was also approved by the zoning board. So there's the two reports if anybody wants to read them or see them. But, we don't have anything else.
Can we approve the meeting minutes from May and June?
Did we hear?
No.
We
not
did?
Yet.
Oh, okay. Did everybody, okay. All right. I guess I forgot to do that at the beginning. Any of the minutes from the May and the June meeting? Everybody get a chance to read them?
Yeah, we didn't get those yet.
Okay. Any additions or deletions as they're written?
No. I think okay. Motion to accept them as written.
Okay.
That was May and June.
Yep.
May and
yep.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay. Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Brayette?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you.
Jeff?
Yep.
I got something on my the bridge, the fees here, you know, people walk over across that. I know you guys locked it up so they can go where the lock is.
Mm-hmm.
Something needs got to be done there because there's kids can go through, their boards are shot.
I had asked Jeff Leduc to give me a price on welding a permanent.
Yeah, but they're going to go through the bars.
Not going to make it small enough. And weld it, and they can't. And
it could be fixed. I'll tell you, it could be fixed.
Right.
If you get some material, I'll fix it. My son and I will fix it. There's a lot of people go there fishing, and they say, you know, they sit there and fish, you know. Mm-hmm. And I can't see to block that out for, you know. Mm-hmm. What is it going to cost? By the time you get this out welded, it's going to cost a lot more than what you can.
Well, the only other thing is the bridge safe, though?
The bridge is pretty safe.
I know at one time back, the town had deeded it over to the snowmobile club, so they could ride their snowmobiles down through there. And as far as I know, that I think it was still belongs to the snowmobile club.
It belongs to the snowmobile club, though.
But they haven't maintained it.
They should take care of it.
But I think there's something else there because we had the bridge. We were talking about the bridge people, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something in there that doesn't necessarily make its owned by the Skidoo's, right?
Well, they were supposed to, if I'm not mistaken, they had an obligation to maintain it in order to continue to use the use of it, which has not been done.
Right.
And it's been a number of years. Since that happened, long before I was even part of that.
One thing I'm saying is something should be done before a kid goes in there and goes through the boards, because some boards are shot. It's, the main bridge is solid.
Yeah.
It's where the
walkway. It's the walkway.
The walkway. A lot of us, you watch it, a lot of people.
Yeah, if it's usable, I got no problem using it. Eventually, we would like to do something with it anyways to make a walking path.
Because it's nice. It's
Four wheelers use it. You notice that bike? Four wheels. They use that. Four wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but they're on the...
They're on the bridge.
They're on the bridge.
What I'm saying is the walk part. A lot of them will sit there and they'll fish, but the boards are flat boards like that. So you need to put something on top of that to protect the engine and safety. Get 3/4-inch plywood for that all the way across your whole set.
Is it feasible to put tarmac on there?
No, there's too many holes.
No.
Too many holes?
No. Too many holes.
Okay.
But, you know, I can't see shutting it, you know.
Right. Well, no, if it's
too many
usable.
People walk, especially right now, a lot of people are walking around because you have something for them to do.
You'd almost have to use pressure-treated plywood. So it won't rot so quick.
Or use decking.
Decking. Could do decking.
Decking might be
buy the material, rip it up. My son's one that told me because he took the kids around and boy, he said, you don't want the kids to go over the walkway, they're going to go through it.
Get a price. Get a price on what it costs. What decking. Yeah. I mean, get a rough idea. I mean, I don't want to spend $5,000, $10,000 to do it. I mean, you know.
Even though it's the town's. Supposedly, doesn't the state have to say something? Don't they have to check it out first, or?
Well, they've already condemned it. The state.
Okay,
has.
That's what I mean. In order to make improvements to it, does it have to go through the state?
Don't know.
No? I'm not sure. I know they condemned it for traffic.
Traffic.
Vehicles.
They didn't condemn it for, you know, like,
a
Pretty good idea, when you had the duck race, how many was on it?
The bridge was solid.
But it's solid. But it's the walk ramp, the bridge is solid. It has 2x4 like this. It's gonna take a bit of break.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
It's just the walk ramp.
Okay, yeah, check it out and see, see what it costs.
Let me measure that and I'll check out what's in cotton.
Okay.
It costs you nothing to put it up.
Right, okay, all right. No, we appreciate that.
If you put down in one day, you know. I'm thinking about safety of any kids or go or anybody over there, you know.
Right, well, yeah, we definitely gotta have safety. Okay, all right, yeah, check it out, let us know. Okay, anything else? Anybody got anything else?
About 2 weeks ago, I was out at St. Joseph's Cemetery. I'm just here to see if I can follow up on an email I wrote to you about the cemetery, St. Joseph's Catholic Cemetery.
We don't do the Catholic cemetery. We do the Riverside on this side.
Okay.
The church takes care of the St. Joseph's.
So they're the ones that I should address?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's through the church.
St. Anne's.
St. Anne's.
St. Anne's has one.
I think we do this side. There's a row of trees, kind of dead pine trees. We're on the north side. The Riverside. It's called the Riverside Cemetery. Okay. We the town takes care of that. Well, yeah,
I think some of the issues, though, because we talked on the phone, were at Riverside. So I don't know.
Yes, some of the headstones have been vandalized.
That was brought to my attention here a few weeks ago that some were knocked over. And as soon as the weather breaks a little bit, we're going to see if we can get a crew in there to try to stand them back up anyways.
Okay.
But I don't want to do them in 90-100 degree weather. That's.
Well, it's been abandoned, and that's my concern.
It's not abandoned. I mean, we pay people. We pay them to mow it, and it's hard because there's grubs in the soil, and without spending thousands of dollars to do it, which we don't have, to get grass to grow. Yeah, it would be nice if we could have grass all the way through it, but it's just not feasible to. I know Jack did a portion of his lawn. Because they had got his also, and it had cost them big money. Mm-hmm. We need to save it for the mowing and the upkeep of it.
So I will contact St. Anne's.
Yeah. If it's an issue with the St. Joseph, yeah, that's St. Anne's. Okay. Right. Thank you.
I did have another issue. I live up on the White Road.
Okay.
And we need some speed limit signs put up. When they repaved it a few years ago.
Uh huh.
Apparently new signs were ordered and never put back up. They're laying up in the grass. There's a curved area, there's a handicapped person, there's families, there's pets.
Okay.
And traffic goes through there very quickly.
Okay. I will take it up with the highway superintendent and see if we can't get them put back up.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Anything? Have you heard anything on getting the speed limit reduced on the Hickory
Road? Nope. All I heard was they were there checking it out. I did hear that. Steve Jones had called me, said there was a person sitting in his driveway. he approached him and he said he was working for the town. So he called me and said, not that I know of. Well, he went out and questioned him more and he was checking the speed.
Oh, okay.
He did it back in March when there was hardly any traffic. But, so I don't know if it'll down too much.
Yeah. And they're supposed to do this section of Route 11 here too.
Yeah. I'm assuming he probably did them all the same time, I'm thinking. But
yeah, like you said, there's no traffic, so.
Right, that's it.
Everybody's off the road.
Okay, anything else?
I have one question. Councilperson McCown, is he not being a councilman anymore? This is the second month in a row he hasn't been.
Yeah,
I don't. His councilman has just started in January.
Yeah. I don't know where he was last month, but I know his son's
having surgery up in Elmira, so he had to leave.
He's having a child.
Yeah.
Randy.
Yeah, his son's having surgery, but I can't tell you what happened last month. I don't know either. He didn't say nothing to me, so. But yeah, he's still a board member. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? I'll entertain a motion to close.
We have to go.
Oh, sorry, We gotta go into executive session to talk about contract talks with the employees, so. You're welcome to stick around and jab or whatever.
Do you wanna make a motion to go into executive session?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I'll second.
Councilperson Harris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Make a motion to go out, come out of executive session?
Back into regular?
Come back into regular session.
I'll second.
Councilperson Harris?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carry, thank you. Anything else to talk before the board?
Oh, one thing I did for, just thought of something. Did I mention to you that I should give you a call or anything on the EMS door, garage door?
The what now?
The garage door at the EMS building. EMS is getting a new ambulance. It's gonna be another big one.
Uh-huh.
One of the ones in Morris Forks now.
Yep.
And that doesn't have both of those big ones here in Morris Forks.
Okay.
So the small door needs to be the same size as the big door.
A little bigger.
So we're gonna have to find some bids for getting a larger door in there.
Larger door plus the extended up too?
Yeah, it's gotta be higher and wider.
Okay.
So.
All right.
I know we did took some measurements. It's close, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I think that's probably gonna have to be like overhead door.
Yeah.
North Country Garage door.
Yeah.
Who does the town one for the town highway? Overhead?
Overhead, one of those guys.
I only two to pick from there.
Yeah. I know, North Country did these in the fire station.
North Country did these.
Yeah, because overhead won't touch them because they're North Country doors.
Yeah, that's the problem. So we have to kind of.
Well, there's also a place in Mullen too, I think, that does doors now too.
Is that really?
Yeah, I think they're.
So we can probably throw out some.
Get Ron to bid extending it up. I'll see if John.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, have them get. I don't know. The door company probably doesn't do any of that structural work.
I'm sure they don't.
So we'll have to have. Yeah. Get some bids on doing that, because there's probably, I think, a little bit of electrical that may have to be moved on that one side.
Okay.
But yeah, we've got, they expect that ambulance probably in January.
January? Okay. So, well, we should do it before winter.
Yeah, we should get it going as soon as we can.
We'll do that in the cold weather?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that.
Okay. Yeah, we should. I mean, where you took that door out in the back too, we should finish that up too.
Yeah, that's we probably could have a.
Insulate it, put something on there.
That must be
insulated. Did they pull the door out on the side?
Yeah.
They did pull it out on the side?
Yeah, it's in that storeroom in the back.
Yeah, and that's the same size as the small door.
Right.
So it's not gonna be good. You couldn't reuse that.
Needed a wound, definitely. Okay.
But I think it's kind of good that we're gonna be getting actually a new ambulance up here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to have two big rigs there. Yeah. Okay.
So.
You have a motion to close?
I'll make a motion.
Perfect. All in favor?
Say aye.
Aye. Carried. Thank you.